Hoping to drastically slash a federal debt that now sits at more than $15 trillion, Republicans took over the lower chamber. In the Senate, the GOP also made big gains in 2010, electing a handful of Tea Party Republicans, including Kentucky's Rand Paul. Looking back at his freshman year, Paul takes a deep breath before recounting only one legislative highlight.
I think we've done one good thing. We passed some the free trade agreements, which I think are, you know, helpful for creating jobs.
In that first year, Paul has made a name for himself in the Senate. He's become a thorn in the side of many colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, often delaying popular bills. But Paul wears the scars from those legislative battles with pride.
I think I've been right in the mix of a lot of the debates and tried to influence things. We haven't always come out winning.
The GOP-controlled House had a busy year, sending more than 20 bills to the Senate. Republicans maintain those bills will create jobs, mainly through unwinding regulations. Many govern clean air and water quality. But those anti-regulation bills, coupled with an effort to convert Medicare into what amounts to a voucher program, haven't sat well with Democrats like Central Kentucky's Ben Chandler.
I don't think this Congress has really done a lot.
Chandler says Republicans have failed to seriously address the nation's lingering jobs crisis. And Chandler blames the freshman class for ratcheting up partisanship in Washington.
It's very important for members of Congress to work together. And I think one of the biggest problems that we have up here has been an increasing level of gridlock. I think that the advent of the Tea Party has led to some of that.
Needless to say, Republicans disagree. As chairman of the Environment and Power Subcommittee, Congressman Ed Whitfield helped craft numerous environmental bills okayed by the House. Whitfield says the GOP carried through on its promises to unwind regulations that are costly to energy companies, such as the coal industry.
Well, I think on the House side, we did just about everything we had hoped to do. I'm talking specifically about my committee.
Whitfield's not alone. The perennial complaint in the House is that the Senate has blocked or refused to take up dozens of bills approved by the lower chamber. When it comes to procedure, senior House Republicans say an important change was reestablishing an open amendment process. Now, all members have the opportunity to change legislation. Even though they don't grab headlines, Hal Rogers, who represents Southeast Kentucky, says procedural changes can rebuild public trust.
My goal has been to restore regular order to the funding of the government.
This year, lawmakers also raised the nation's debt ceiling, but only after their delays prompted a downgrade in the U.S. credit rating. As head of the House Appropriations, or Spending Committee, Rogers is proud Republicans forced the president to accept more than $1 trillion in budget cuts.
Well, this session of Congress this year, we've reduced spending for the second year in a row, which is historic.
Lawmakers in both parties admit many disappointments in 2011, yet both parties also blame each other for the nation's lingering problems. If that's any indication, it seems neither side is preparing to back down in 2012. Just as the year began, so it ends in Washington, gridlocked. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo.